despite the struggles, the challenges we've had, even today we got some of our favorite views are still broke off, and we still keep coming back. So why? Why do we do that? Why keep we in church? Why do we still live Christian life? So it's our important question to consider, because it does mean something that we're here. It does mean something that God's faithful people have come together to celebrate the Eucharist and to participate in the daily life of the church, as the body of Christ. Though people have been struggling with this question for since the earliest ages, our psalm this morning tends to address this question very well. This was Psalm number 1, which is really one of my favorites. Probably because years ago I thought to myself, well, maybe I can memorize the psalms and start working through them. And I got through Psalm 1. But it's just got some great things to say. In Psalm number 1, it contrasts the way of the righteous versus the way of the wicked. The righteous, he was saying, they're like trees planted by streams of water, everything they do shall flourish. He's saying the wicked are like chaff that the wind blows away. That actually referred to some agricultural practices where wheat would be cut down and there'd be all this stuff with it that wasn't wheat, wasn't good for eating, called chaff. What you would do is, through some kind of mechanism, throw everything up in the air, and the chaff was a lot lighter. So the wheat would come down and the wind would blow the chaff away. So he's saying, the wicked would like that. We'd like the chaff, the wind blows away. What it was really talking about was contrasting a light with God versus a life apart from God. Saying this was the wicked was not a way of shaking finger at people, but instead saying this is what it looks like if you have a life with God versus a life apart from God. And walking a life with God brings things like joy, connection, and security. Why am I happy? Why am I walking with God? Quite honestly, it's because God has wired us for joy. God has wired us for a life that is connected to Him. So when we are connected to God, we feel a sense of joy. The psalmist is talking about the difference between the righteous and the wicked, saying to the righteous, their delight is in the law of the Lord, and they meditate on this law day and night. Now we might say there's a lot here that we've done half. One of the first words to unpack would be looking at the idea of the law. You know, there's like it's in the law of the Lord. And some things, some challenges might come to mind, like St. Paul's talk about how we're saved not by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. And that is very true. Also, within our own society, the word law brings up a lot of other questions and things, like other images. You know, because we have laws that are rigid. Some of them are very dense and very difficult to understand. I'm reminded of this every time my smartphone needs to be updated and I get to send user rating that I've been by a lawyer if I go through. Wow, I really don't understand this. But in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, when they're talking about the law, they're talking about something different. The word Hebrew is actually Torah, which means both a set of laws and teaching and so glorious. It's referring to first five books of the Bible, and for centuries, millennia, but that was what people had. That was the word of the Lord. Those first five books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And contained in these books was the sacred stories of the past. Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Stories of Moses leading the children of Israel out of Egypt as they wandered through the desert. The rise of Joshua, right before the fall of battle of Jericho. But all of these sacred but it's something that they would practice versus something that you just learn about and then forget. Kind of like another aspect of law in our culture is something you said, being practicing law, which is, you know, for a lawyer, that is a very dynamic process. There's constant, you know, new things that they're learning, insights that they're doing. And so what the psalmist was saying is for righteous, meditating, practicing the law, the word of God, is something that would occupy a person throughout their whole life. Versus something that you might learn and then get it out and go about the rest of your business. Something that you have an effect on your whole life. And this idea was something to bring joy to people's hearts. Because they would experience joy in participating in something, in pursuing something that is greater than ourselves, and that is goodness that goes beyond anything we can ask or imagine. And the thing about it, about the Word of God, that often calls us to things that are the opposite of what the world might ask of us. We saw in our gospel story where Jesus was saying how blessed or how happy are those, and some of the things he brought up are actually kind of startling. How blessed are you who are poor, yours is the kingdom of God. Wait a minute. Blessed are the poor. How blessed are those who are hungry, for you will be filled. How blessed are those who eat, for you will have. And these, a lot of these go stark contrast to what the world tells us is what we need to be happy. When I think of what the world says, is make a lot of money, and you're all set, and you live this glamorous life, and we tend to write it face up and almost deify celebrities and athletes and that sort of thing. You just see what will happen later tonight when the Super Bowl is going on. Just all the pomp and circumstance that goes into celebrating the ball game. But what the Word of God is telling us is that there are other values and other virtues that actually bring us true happiness. And so what might that look like within our own world? Remember seeing a TED talk a couple of years ago. So I had to do with an actor whose name is Josh Madden. You may have known him through the sitcom How I Met Your Mother. And if you saw this, he was one of the title characters. Relatively unknown actor when he got this role. And he said in his story, he was saying, as the sitcom became more and more popular, and his salary went up in importance, it was very strange. Like, I got more fame and more money in response to this day. The more depressed I got. He was saying to himself, isn't there more than this? No, isn't there? And he didn't say this, but I suspect he was probably feeling a longing for something greater than himself. Something greater than a TV show, something greater than fame, fortune, all the things of this world that we think are so important. But again, the psalmist would say it's that true joy is lie in pursuit of God. In looking and meditating and following throughout our lives the ways of God. Along with this joy also comes connection. Because we tend to feel good when we have relationships, loving relationships with one another. And it's also what God says, the two most important commandments, love the Lord your God, love your neighbor as yourself. So we can also see in this psalm that walking with God brings connection with others. It says the righteous, they are like trees planted by streams of water. And I noticed this time as I was preparing the sermon that trees there is in the plural. It's not talking about a single tree, it's talking about many trees planted by streams. So the righteous are like all of these trees. There they are. It's interesting because as human beings, we are wired for connection with one another. We are never meant to be isolated. And it's one of the sad things that has happened throughout this pandemic is, for the sake of trying to with all this joy, love, attention, pursuing love of God and love of neighbor, it also has an interesting way of building security. And again, it's not the kind of security that comes from the world says we need. You know, there's a lot of the world about you have everything and you can give to yourself. You say that all day before. But I'm also struck by how in the church we get this microcosm, we get this image, we get the experience of the kingdom of God right here in our midst. Your church activities like pop-up lunches, pop-up meetings. Ever notice when we have these how much food shows up? Everyone brings just a little bit of a great one dish. And then you go into there, there's canned biscuits, fruit salad, and desserts, and pies, and everything. I swear, if you walk away from one of these hungry, I don't even think that's possible. But we do a good job around here. We have our problems. We do it. Love of God to pursue pursue love of neighbor, to enjoy this.